It was a September day. One of those days where fall is, well, it's doing its best to take over for summer. I was locked down in my office. I had do not disturb signs on everything, and I was trying to meet a deadline on one of these books for one of these publishers. Get things written up, and you know, if I get interrupted, I can't stay on task. My assistant came in and said, "Dave, there's a guy outside in the reception area that wants to meet you." And I said, "Well, I'm kind of busy here. I'm kind of locked down. I'm trying to meet this deadline." And she said, "Well, I think this is important." And well, I know by now if she thinks it's important that I need to go check it out. I admit my attitude wasn't perfect, but I'm gonna go over here and put the happy face on, and I'm kind of grousing across the lobby and being interrupted. You know how it is. It's everybody's kind of that way, I guess. I get over there, I walk into our reception area, and this young guy stands up in the middle of September with a stocking cap on. And his pretty little wife stands up beside him, and I said, "Well, hi, I'm Dave." And he said, "My name's Steve. I'm Steve Manus." And he said, "I just wanted to stop by and tell you thank you." I'm thinking, "Thank me for what?" And he said, "Dave, you changed our lives. The stuff you teach, it's unbelievable." And I said, "Well, thanks. That's really nice. It's actually, I was writing, so it's kind of inspiring. So I thought, this is nice." And he said, "No, you just really don't understand, do you?" And I said, "Well, you're welcome. I'm glad you're winning." And he said, no. And he reached up and he took a stocking cap just like this off the top of his head. And I went, wow. Because there was a big scar right across the top of his head. And of course, his head had been shaved because he'd been operated on. He said, "Dave, I'm 28 years old. I got brain cancer." The doc says, "I'm not going to make it." I said, "I'm okay with that. I love Jesus. I know where I'm going. And this is my 23-year-old wife, Sandy. Because of what you teach, Sandy's going to be okay." And he said, "Dave, before all this happened, we were out of debt. We had an emergency fund." And I'm thinking, that's important, but what's that matter in light of this? And he said, no. I got $400,000 in term life insurance on me before this happened. Sandy's going to be okay. And we got an HSA. We got a good health savings program. And so 100% of my medical bills have been paid. And everything's going to be okay financially." He said, "You don't know how much easier it makes it to fight cancer when you're doing it from that kind of a setting. Thank you." Well, Steve Manus and I became friends right then. And we walked with him and Sandy as they fought the cancer. And you know how fighting cancer is. It comes back, and then you think you're going to beat it, and then it comes back again. And I wrote about them because of the importance of insurance in one of my books. And a wealthy friend of mine read the story and anonymously gave them the gift of a 7-day cruise in the Caribbean. How cool is that? That's the way you're supposed to do stuff, you know? Well, November 17th, Steve came by the office with his dad and sat in on our devotionals. He just became a friend to everybody on our team. You know, we prayed with him, and he was an inspiration. He was something else. 11 days later, 4:30 in the afternoon, we lost Steve Manus. So he's in heaven now. You know, I don't always understand how things work, and I guess when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask God about these things. Because if he had lived just 3 more days, we'd have been able to introduce him to his son, Whitten. Sandy and Whitten, you know, it's a sad story, but they're doing really well. Whitten's a little pistol, kind of like his dad. You see, the things that we talk about around here, it's about life. Don't confuse financial planning doing the right thing for your family. It's about life.